The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette with a little Mike Tomlin news conference reaction. He's here every Tuesday for that. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia. You can weigh in with our dear friend City Limits on the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tomlin was asked why this is working so well with Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. And at first he said, I don't know, which he usually doesn't say. And then he elaborated a little bit on that. Do you have that clip by any chance, City Limits? Let's hear that.
Russ fit in so well here.
You know, I don't know. You know, he's a football guy. You know, he loves football. He likes to work. I think that if you have that general approach, this is probably an easy train to get on. Because that's my tenor. That's our tenor. We love football. We like to work at it. We like to take the mystique out of performance. You do that through high energy and urgent preparation. And all of those things appear to be naturally him.
So that leads to a question. As an entire nation seems to swing its opinion on the Steelers based on Russell Wilson, I think that's a good reason to swing it. I got asked by a man called Barry Sherry. Interesting name, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, it rhymes.
Has a ring to it. You referred to Joe Burrow, he said, as the second best quarterback in the NFL behind Josh Allen. No, I didn't, actually, but the question stands, who are 3, 4, and 5? I said yesterday, Brian, that Joe Burrow, you know, I was trying to make the point that I didn't think the defense was that bad.
Yeah.
I said Joe Burrow might be the best quarterback in the NFL. In other words, I could make a case for it. However, here's my question for you and Wonder Twin. Who are your top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL right now? And how close to Russell Wilson is, how close is Russell Wilson to that is the best way to phrase it. Your top 5, and where does Russell Wilson fit? He is a top what quarterback in the league right now? I'm not talking about starting a franchise. I'm not talking about anything else. Yeah. I'm talking about right now, the best quarterbacks in the league. Right now, my top 5, just to wet your whistle here, in order, right now.
Okay.
Josh Allen, 1. Patrick Mahomes, 2. Joe Burrow, 3. Lamar Jackson, 4. And Jared Goff, 5. We'll answer the Russell one next. Who's your top 5?
I've got 3 of the same people in my... No, 4 of the same people.
Okay.
But I'm going to differ at the top. I'm going to have a longer memory on Mahomes. I know he hasn't been as good this year, and Josh Allen's been tremendous. He's the odds-on favorite for MVP. He had a signature moment the other night with the lateral. He's doing things we've quite literally never seen before when you talk about that. But I'm still going to go Mahomes number 1.
I respect that.
Almost because I feel like he's a racehorse who can put that finishing kick in whenever he needs to.
So he's Mahomes.
Yeah. So I'll still go with him 1, Allen 2. I'm with you on Burrow at 3. You can't dock him because of all the other issues going on with that team right now. If he were on a better team, we'd be looking at him much differently. I'm with you on Lamar 4, too. It's just hard to wrap your head around if you happen to live in Pittsburgh or watch Steelers games every week, because every time they play him, he looks like he's 24. Right. But I'm putting him 4 on my list because of the body of work of what he does against other teams. In my 5, maybe I'm just swept in by a throw I saw him make the other day.
I'm intrigued now.
Justin Herbert just put a ball absolute, like,
limits is clapping for
it was,
you.
Yes. It was in the back of the end zone to a pass catcher who you couldn't have walked up and handed it to him any better. So I know he was also not at 100%. He had that high ankle sprain when he faced the Steelers week 3. I think when he's physically right, he rounds out my top 5. But what do you got, City Limits?
I have the exact same list. Mahomes gets the benefit of the doubt.
In order.
Mahomes, followed by Josh Allen.
That's why we're friends.
I really like Joe Burrow, even though he plays for Cincinnati and we're trained not to. Lamar, for as much as I give him a lot of flack, he's deserving to be in the top 5. And Justin Herbert, I've always believed if they give him a good quarterback and some weapons, and he doesn't have any weapons other than Ladd McConkey.
A good coach, you mean?
Yes, yeah. Like a good coach and good weapons, that he'd be able to show it. And I think that's why the Chargers are in a playoff position right now.
May I ask you, fine gentlemen, Jared Goff is the ringmaster of the most prolific offense in the league, I think, or maybe the second most. Why not him?
What I would say to that, Joe, is I think there are a lot of other quarterbacks who, if they were in that Ben Johnson offensive system right now, could also be putting up the incredible numbers that Goff's putting up.
Do you agree with him again, Limits?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think Goff is a really good quarterback, but the system has elevated him to the point where he's had multiple games where he's had a perfect passer rating.
All right, now here comes the suspenseful part, and I'll give you guys a moment here. I need 6 through 10, and I need to know if Russell Wilson is in there. 6 through 10. Go ahead, take a moment, Brian, while I go through my 6 through 10.
Go ahead.
And you're going to be surprised at number 6. This guy got off to a rough start. I love him. Pun intended. It's Jordan Love for me. I think the most under-talked about story in the whole NFL is the Green Bay Packers sitting here at 9-3. And he was out for a while. So I got Jordan Love 6, Justin Herbert 7, Jaden Daniels 8, Jalen Hurts 9, and Russell Wilson at number 10. You like it, Brian?
I like it.
Not a lot, though. I can tell by the tone of your voice.
I thought you were going to be higher on Russ. I thought that was kind of the premise of the discussion here.
Top 10 quarterback in the league.
Well, maybe I overshot it then, because here's mine.
Okay.
Now, I don't necessarily feel great about this number 6, but kind of like the flip side of Jared Goff, I think if he were in a better situation right now, we'd be looking at him differently. Matthew Stafford is my number. I still think he's really good. They have issues right now. I mean, they have no run game. He was down the top 3 receivers, I think, for a while there this season. Doesn't have his tight end. I still think he's playing at a high level.
Yeah.
And I have him just a shade above 1 Russell Wilson. I've got him at 7. I can't. It's hard to poke too many holes in what he's doing.
Well, believe me, there's a fine line here between Daniels, Hurts, Herbert, Wilson.
And I also was kind of looking at your query this way, Joe, of who would you take to win a game for you right now?
Yeah.
A playoff game, a big game, a
Super
Bowl.
Yeah.
And I would have more trust in those two vets over some of the guys who you put in yours. But I'll still go with number 8, Jalen Hurts.
Still no Jared Goff.
Still no Jared Goff.
That's a little bit surprising.
Number 9. C.J. Stroud.
I can't argue that, although I will.
And 10, I'll go Goff.
So you leave out Love?
Yes. I'm not quite ready to put him there just yet.
Did you leave out Daniels?
I left out Jaden Daniels.
But you have Hurts in there?
Yes, I have Hurts at 8.
I can't argue with you, except I will.
I also considered
Goff should be higher.
Two other guys I considered. Kyler Murray.
Me too.
And Baker Mayfield.
Me too.
So
Baker.
Let's hear your 6 through 10.
Baker, the touchdown maker. Number 6, I have Jordan Love. I mean, he's somebody that
I picked to
win MVP at the start of the year, but was hurt. And even Malik Willis won a couple of games in that system.
What a wonderful man you've become.
I have Jared Goff as my number 7 quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this guy is 8, 9, or if he's even in the top 10 right now, but C.J. Stroud had... C.J. Stroud had such a great season last year.
We're not doing it on last year.
I know
limits.
That. And this year, he's been just so up and down. I really wonder if I can put him even on this list.
So if you had a game to win right now, would you put Stroud above Russell?
No.
Then why are you ranking them this way, Brian? I'm confused.
That's what I was wrestling with in this tiny pea brain of mine when I was
mobility.
Doing my rankings.
Mobility, okay.
I like the mobility that
All
he
right.
has better than Russ.
Who else?
Then I would go Jaden Daniels, 9, and Russ, 10. I also put Russ in the top 10 at the very end.
So no Matt Stafford?
Nope.
No Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels, 9.
No Baker, the touchdown maker?
Correct.
Very interesting.
Just on the outside looking in.
You know who I'm regretting right about now?
Caleb Williams.
God, no. Not yet. Not even close.
Trubisky train?
Dak Prescott?
I mean, if Josh Allen's number 2 and he's his backup, he could theoretically be number 3.
How did I miss this guy? Can I make a change? Can I take Jaden Daniels out for my guy?
Yes, you can.
Sam Darnold!
What? What? Sam Darnold?
Yeah, not Bo Nix!
Let's compare their numbers, shall we, Limitless Wonder? Well, actually, Nix has 17-6, or 17-8, does that say? But since the Steeler game, it's like 17-4. I might put Bo Nix right on the edge of my top 10. What do you think of him?
I'm not ready to go there just yet with Nix. I think he's also got a really good play caller and offensive coordinator, just as Sam Darnold does in Minnesota. I give them both credit for the way they're playing, but I'm not putting them in the discussion with really probably 15 guys, all of whom I think we just mentioned in some form or fashion.
I didn't realize that Darnold had 10 picks.
But he does have 23 touchdowns and a 102.5 rating. I don't think you should feel bad about that pick. And I didn't mean to make you feel bad about it.
No, I didn't realize the interception numbers were high, but he did throw 3 against Jacksonville.
We all have Russell Wilson in the top 10 at this point. Who has him the highest? You at 6?
I had him at 7 in honor of Ben Roethlisberger.
7? I have him at 10 in honor of Fran Tarkenton. And where do you have him?
I had him 10.
Okay.
Somebody called me an idiot for having Jaden Daniels ahead Russell Wilson. I responded on the text line, thank you.
I mean, why? Like, you could make an argument for either, but it's that obvious of a choice to that person. Jaden Daniels has 15 touchdowns, 6 picks, 100 passer rating, and he's also an unbelievable runner. Like, he's on pace. Is he on pace for 1,000 yards? Why would anybody argue that violently against Jaden Daniels as a top 10 quarterback right now? That seems a little silly. He's got 600 yards rushing and 6 touchdowns. What is that guy again? Ask Ann. Yeah, I would say that.
What are you doing?
All right, enough of that. You know who we used to have in these conversations, and now none of us have mentioned them in the last 5 to 10 minutes we've been debating this? Aaron Rodgers and Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's out of sight, out of mind.
He is, and Aaron Rodgers is one of the worst in the league this year.
Yeah.
It happened.
Struggling.
It happens to us all.
Time undefeated, unless he's playing Tom Brady.
Well, he even won that one.
Yeah.
Last I checked, Tom Brady's doing TV.
Yeah, and he lost to a Steelers secondary that included Quincy Wilson, Riley.
Look behind you on the Pat McAfee show. There he is himself, Aaron Rodgers. I think a really underrated part of his game, what made him great, was his mobility.
Yeah.
The Steelers
would always talk about when they'd play him. Yeah, not just like tucking the ball and sprinting,
yeah,
but drifting in the pocket.
Yes.
Drifting in the pocket, making the off-platform throw,
yes,
that you look behind you and say, how did he complete that?
That's what he's lost.
Yeah.
If you had a competition right now who can just stand there like a statue and rifle footballs accurately, he'd still be there. But where does that get you, especially behind that offensive line, you know?
Absolutely. Tua didn't make ballots.
Tua makes a big difference for them. Matt Ryan said Tua and I forget who else are the two most accurate between the hash marks passers in the league.
You know who's on my top 5 most fun to watch?
Who?
Jameis Winston. He just keeps doing it last night.
He is.
Night.
I agree with that.
Last night was hilarious and completely unpredictable, not just from drive to drive, but from play to play with Jameis. I don't know where he's going to end up or what's going to go on with him. I think at this point, and this is somewhat relevant because they play him again this week, I think the Browns should just keep him around next year and try to, like, if this season ends on a good wave for them, try to ride those Jameis vibes into 2025. You'd have the all-time good vibes QB on one end of the spectrum on your depth chart, and you'd have the all-time bad vibes QB on the other end of Deshaun Watson. Maybe they can meet in the middle.
That would
somehow
be. Who are the three most tragic quarterbacks in the NFL right now? For me, it's Deshaun Watson.
I don't know if I'd call him tragic. A lot of self-inflicted issues for him.
That falls under that umbrella.
I don't have any empathy for him, but...
Well, no, I didn't mean empathy. I just meant their whole situation.
Morbid situation.
Him,
sure.
Aaron Rodgers, and probably Trevor Lawrence are my top three. Just disaster. You want to use the word disaster? The three disaster quarterbacks in the league right now. And I measure it up against expectations. Those are my three disasters.
Yeah. The Trevor one, I'm still holding out a little bit of optimism for him. I think if they get a fresh set of eyes on their offense, I don't think Doug Peterson's a bad coach, but I think that situation has grown untenable for him in Jacksonville, and they need to restart there. Maybe Trevor Lawrence can find, recapture what he once had. But yeah, it has not gone according to plan. He's kind of like Andrew Luck in the sense of he was one of those can't-miss quarterback prospects. And I would say so far he's missing, even though they renamed it Trevor Bankfield.
Russell Wilson, if he had played the whole year, would he be an MVP candidate? I say yes.
Yeah, probably. You know, the butterfly effect, it's hard to know what he would have done. In those first six games, I really think Sean Payton would have sent everything he had in his bag at him week two in Denver.
Oh, we were deprived of that. Maybe we get a playoff matchup.
I was going to say, we might get it in Pittsburgh. It wouldn't, I mean, we already got the sort of Russ return to Denver, although we obviously didn't get to play. But just to get him against Payton with their seasons on the line would be fantastic theater if that's a round one playoff matchup at Acrisure Stadium.
Let me ask you a silly question, Dr. Batko. Would you rather, if you're the Steelers, play the Chargers, Ravens, or Broncos in playoff game one? What would be your preferred opponent? Chargers, Ravens, or Broncos? Limits, you get ready for an answer here too, please.
Broncos. Despite what I just said, how I think Sean Payton could have some of the upper hand to some extent scheming against Russ, I'd want to face the rookie quarterback all day, every day on the road in the playoffs. They all have to make their first NFL postseason start at some point.
Yeah.
And I would like my chances in against Bo Nix if I were the Steelers.
Cities?
I would much rather play Denver. So Mr. Unlimited could go up against Denver again. Unlimited.
Did Brian ever rate the
I think
Russ Cooks with Pomp, me, and Donnie? We might as well go round two
here. I think I took Pomp because he was just so with his.
I want you to make sure of it. This was when they first signed Russ, and when Donnie Football leads this off, he was very excited.
Steelers Nation, let's ride.
Steelers Nation, ride with me, baby.
Oh, boy. Steeler Nation, let's ride. Who wins, Brian?
Pomp. Still pump.
Yeah, still pump.
I almost have a soft spot in my heart for yours, but it sounds like a bad Bill Simmons impression to the point that I just...
Steeler Nation?
It's grating.
Let's ride.
It's grating on me. Either the best or the worst.
Why doesn't anybody pick the Ravens as your preferred opponent? They beat them every time.
I feel like it's a coin flip still, though, and the more times you flip it, right? This is mathematics and statistics. Even if you flip it eight times in a row, it's heads, it's still a 50-50 chance that it's tails the next one.
I'm with you, and I'm with you on that call. Who would you rather play in the AFC title game? I'm sure you'd rather just get there. The Chiefs or the Bills? And that's just I know they'd probably have to play one of them first, but who would you rather play?
That's a great question. The Chiefs look a lot more manageable this year, but I don't want to face Patrick Mahomes, the two-time reigning Super Bowl champion, who, like I said, it
I
feels
think
like
I'd rather face him than Allen this year.
I'd go with the Bills. They at least have a bit of a recent track record here of choking in the postseason.
Recent track record. They've an all-time franchise history of choking in the playoffs.
One of my pet peeves is like applying those longtime franchise curses to current players who don't have any sort of connection.
Normally, I would
teams.
Agree with you, but when it becomes as just absolutely tragic as the Bills or the Pirates,
feels like there's something bigger at work
that players have to deal
the
with.
Cosmos.
I remember when the Pirates. You could ask Neil Walker about this, Brian. When they were in it, when they were trying to break the 20-year curse, the players in the clubhouse would be, "Oh no, we never think about that. What does that have to do with us?" When they finally broke it, guys admitted. that that was just a black cloud hanging over us all the time.
Yeah,
and when you have a history like the Bills, trust me, it's hanging over them too. I think
a good point. It does probably get into the psyche, especially of a guy like Josh Allen, who's become so ingrained into that city's culture, the franchise history. I mean, he does know that it weighs heavy on them. So, yeah.
Can't you just let them win once?
I'd be fine with it.
Them and the Lions.
I was hoping for a Bills Lions.
Even if they don't make the Super Bowl, they should have a special Super Bowl for the Lions and Bills.
Yeah, they should get to go play on like a side field.
Yes.
Like I'm sure the Saints have a practice facility in New Orleans that they can play each other. Loser just disbands the franchise.
Are you with that? Limits an auxiliary field Super Bowl no matter what between the Lions and Bills so somebody can win?
They could play it at old Tulane Stadium where they had the Steelers play because the Superdome wasn't ready.